You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence project intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, comedian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
joy. Bright and sunny if it's snowy. When there's a frown upon my face, detective joy is on the case, shining like a brand new toy. Oh, when the snow starts to fall in that chilly time of year, joy is overflowing with a heap of Christmas cheer. Oh, what a lucky, lucky boy. A holiday with holly, carol, candy, and joy.
There we go. Merry Christmas, everyone. Or should I say, Merry Nerdmas. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM coming at you live this Wednesday, Christmas morning. Hope you're having a good one so far. It's Indie Morning Wednesday, and I decided, why settle for canned cranberries? Why not get the fresh stuff? Why not come in live and have a good old-fashioned holiday bonanza? Why not? I'm here, not till my regular time slot of 10 a.m., but it's a jumbo show, or fans would call a jum show. It's a holiday jum show. You got me here until noon o'clock, all Christmas morning long. That's right. Unwrap your gifts with me, Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, live on CFRC. Crank it up to 11, y'all. It's going to be a good show today. We just heard from the holiday album Socks by J.D. McPherson. That was Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy. And like you guessed, it's going to be all holiday Christmas themed rock, pop, bop, and schlock. It's enough to, you know, jam into a stocking and keep the Yule log burning and, you know, all that good stuff. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm coming at you live from downtown Kingston, Ontario, here in sunny Canada. It's crisp. It's the snow is down. It's an absolutely beautiful morning. So I hope if you're with your family, if you're with your friends, if you're on your own, if you're on the road, no worries. You got me. Like I said, I'm here live. I'm with you until noon for all the best holiday mayhem. Today is going to be good. Yeah, so let's get to it. Why not? My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC, the place to be. Let's get this holiday rock show a-going. Let's get this toboggan moving. This is Silver Bells by the Yobs, or maybe they're the boys. I think they're called the Yobs, with your Yob here in the studio, Jeff the Nerd. Let's do it, everyone. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, stay safe, and let's rock out.
Silver bells, oh, soon it will be gets his wings.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me.
Merry Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you're for me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. A crowded room, friends with tired eyes, I'm hiding from you and you're so lost. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on.
A face on a lover with a fire in his eye. Man undercover, but you tore me apart. Ooh, now I found the real love, you'll never fool me again.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone. Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling so good now.
listen to the music on my stereo. Feeling so good, yes I am. Listen to the music on my stereo, yeah. I'm gonna kiss my baby while she's underneath the mistletoe. Dig this. Down in Tiffany, about half past three. Left me pretty present, yeah. See, here before me, I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Shoot it, sleep in the hands, yeah. You brought me a ring for Christmas, baby. Feel like I'm living in paradise.
Friday, blast off to a galaxy far, far away. It's the Star Wars Holiday Special, starring all your Star Wars favorites. Will Chewbacca get home to his planet in time for the big Wookiee holiday celebration? Watch and find out.
You know I've hung the stockings with care, setting the table for two this year. Wrapped all the presents, they're sitting under the tree. Waiting patient to hear the quiet footsteps of eight reindeer. Have the perfect gift, but you'll just have to wait and see. Made a fire to keep me warm.
Christmas.
nothing in the world so irresistibly contagious as laughter and good humor. Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, published in 1843. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is your Christmas morning holiday spectacular. That's right. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, and it's December 25th, so I'm here live. Not pre-recorded, not canned. We're here. We're live. We're doing it. It's a Christmas special, so why not? Hope you're all having a great morning, whether you're just getting out of bed, whether you're still in bed. Heck, who knows? Maybe you're barreling down the 401 corridor with a smoked turkey in the trunk, getting warmer as the miles tick by. Who knows? Whatever you're doing, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're all having a great morning. It's absolutely pristine out there. We're broadcasting out of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, where the sun is shining and the trees are frosty. And I'm sure the Golden Child, a.k.a. the Queen's University Golden Squirrel, is probably having a good morning. There's little nuts giving out gifts. You think little woodland creatures have their own little holiday celebration? Who knows? Something to mull on. You can mull with me, your fine wine nerd, here until noon. And that's right. Once again, we are live. It's our annual holiday spectacular. And, we're talking about all the Christmas classics. That was a quote from Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, a novella written like 200 years ago, 1843. That's a good amount of time. How a story like that can still resonate with readers and audiences, I don't know. I guess it's just something about the season and, you know, forgiveness and redemption and ghosts. Everyone likes Christmas ghosts. It just, it keeps getting remade, and that's fine with me. There's been a lot of great adaptations of A Christmas Carol. I'm quite fond of the one from the 80s. We played some of that music earlier today. I forget who plays Scrooge. But the best one, I think, is, A Muppet Christmas Carol. Brian Henson directed. Michael Caine sings. I think it's one of the only movies, if not the only movie, where Michael Caine actually gets to sing Christmas songs. Christmas songs written by Paul Williams. That's right. A Muppet Christmas Carol brought Paul Williams back into the fray. Star and singer, songwriter, and star of the 70s. And, when that movie rolled around in the early 90s, they kind of got him out of retirement, out of a funk. It was a Christmas miracle. Because if you remember that movie, if you watched it recently, like I did last night, the music's incredible. It's fantastic. We are, of course, listening, though, to Vince Guaraldi Trio and the Charlie Brown Christmas. Another classic about, you know, what really matters this time of year. And that's eggnog. Christmas Carol was written by Charles Dickens. It was a novella that he wrote. He was inspired while he was walking around the bustling streets of Victorian London. Says he wrote the story in about 6 weeks. He was under financial pressure, so he had to bang it out. Maybe sometimes a little bit of pressure is all you need to get some good work done. It says he was inspired by the poverty that he saw in Manchester during what was called the Hungry 40s. He also drew inspiration from some of his earlier work, as well as Shakespeare. And it said that his walks around Victorian London and Manchester filled his mind with images that he could use in his writing. A little bit of Dickensian inspiration. He wrote a letter once to one C.C. Felton that said, quote, "I would walk about the back streets of London 15 or 20 miles many a night when all the sober folk had gone to bed." I think we just caressed it here, folks. Charles Dickens was Jack the Ripper, although he's just murdering words. Good times had by all. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is the CFRC Holiday Spectacular. If you're just joining us, we are live until noon, so keep it locked and ready to rock. And special thanks to the other CFRC DJs who donated their time slots to me, the nerd, so that I could come down to Queen's University campus and play some excellent tunes. In that last set, we just heard from Begonia with "It Won't Be Christmas Till You're Here." That one is a tearjerker right there. We're trying to keep things light, but you know, you gotta throw in those sentimental, you know, bops, I guess. Speaking of bops, also in that set, we had a classic from Vernon Garrett and Sir Stan with "The Counts," and that was "Merry Christmas, Baby." Like a little blues action to stir into your coffee this morning. Anyone else drink their coffee with eggnog on Christmas morning? I know I do. That's one. It's absolutely delicious. Also in that set, we heard from Sabrina Carpenter featuring Chapel Roan and their cover of "Last Christmas." Whammy, baby, whammy. Not too shabby. We opened it up with the Yobs and Silver Bells. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and we're keeping it funky. We're keeping it funky on this Christmas morning. Hope you're all having a great time. And let's get back to it. This is probably my favorite Christmas song ever. I think because it's like a Charles Dickens novel, it's got that layer of darkness and mystery to it. Something about the instrumentation, something about the lyrics. I don't know. It's just really nice. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This version is covered by Billie Eilish. I think it was last year on the Saturday Night Live Christmas special. So hope you all enjoy. Keep it locked and ready to rock. You got me here till noon. It's your Christmas morning spectacular. Unwrap your gifts with Jeff the Nerd right until noon. Let's do it, shall we? Yeah.
Once again, Billie Eilish.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. And from now on, our troubles will be miles away. So hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby.
won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear the magic reindeer click. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me some tight. What more can I do? Oh, baby, you're all I want for Christmas.
Christmas, this is all I'm asking for. I just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas.
Funny squeaky sound.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Julie Duran. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Once again, Hozier!
It was Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the red old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. Christmas
as
I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. That is from a poem called A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore, published way back in the day, 1823, 100 years before this radio station became a radio station. That's right. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your holiday headquarters. Thanks for coming along. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is your Christmas morning spectacular. Live, might I add. We're with you this holiday season. Unwrap your gifts with me, the Nerd, from 8 until noon right here on the station that rocks the nation. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. I hope you're having a great morning. We're coming at you live from Queen's University campus.
Close your eyes, nice. Santa comes
tonight. There we go. Kingston, Ontario, Canada. The sun is shining. The air is crisp. Everything's wonderful out there today. Yeah, that poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas. I think a lot of people have heard that one. It is about the man, Sandy Claus, that goes around the world every Christmas Eve delivering presents and gifts. I don't know if any of you out there, dear listeners, have rolled in this to your Christmas traditions every year. But I always like to throw on a little bit of the NORAD Santa tracker every Christmas Eve. You must be aware of this, that every year since 1955, NORAD, the, what is it, North Atlantic Radar something something? You know, the Army guys. The Army guys, they like to track Sandy Claus as he makes his rounds around the world. And they broadcast it. First, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, you'd listen to it over the radio. And now it's on YouTube. So I popped on the YouTube last night, and I think I caught a bit of Santa Claus as he was going from Brazil all the way up to Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Newfoundland. That was around 9 p.m. last night. I don't know what Newfoundland time was when he got there, but still, it's pretty interesting stuff. NORAD has been tracking Santa, like I said, since 1955, when a young child accidentally dialed the unlisted phone number for the Continental Air Defense Command, otherwise known as CONAD. The child accidentally called the Continental Air Defense Command Operations Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, believing that she was calling Santa Claus after seeing a promotion in the local newspaper. So it's been a tradition that has rolled over to NORAD when NORAD became a thing in 58, where every year NORAD has dutifully reported Santa's location on December 24th to millions across the globe. That way, let's say you're a parent, you know when to get the kids to bed. You're like, all right, Santa Claus is cresting the Andes. get to sleep. He's going to be here soon. It's pretty cool. It's pretty wild. I like it a lot. Imagine just being that kid in 1950s, the height of the Cold War, just dialing random numbers and you get that. Sounds like a movie, but here we are. And here we are on Christmas morning. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and I appreciate you all tuning in today for this fifth annual Christmas live spectacular, something like that. I've been doing this for a while. I like it. It's a good tradition, you know? Yeah. Speaking of Santa Claus, you all might know by now that my name is Jeffrey the Movie Nerd. I love me my movies, especially this time of year, and some of the best Santa Claus movies that I can think of off the top of my head. Of course, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. First one, something about that scene where they go to Denny's for Christmas because he's burned Christmas dinner and he's trying to get his son like a glass of chocolate milk and like white milk only. It's just awesome. Something about sadness in the holidays. I find it great. So The Santa Claus, the first one, I haven't bothered to watch any of the other ones as much as I like Martin Short. I think I'll avoid those ones. Other than that, there's also, I think it was Dudley Moore in Santa Claus the Movie. That was like back in the 80s. I haven't seen that one in an age. Might be worth checking out. And I haven't seen the Kurt Russell Santa Claus movie or movies where him and Goldie Hawn play Mr. and Mrs. Claus. That could be good. He's got the beard for it, right? Yeah. Also, Miracle on 34th Street. Indie Wake Up Tuesday, Dean and Megan were talking about that, the old version, the original, the OG from the 30s. I'm still partial to the one from the 90s with, what's her name, Matilda, Maya something or other, and Sir Richard Attenborough. It's Richard Attenborough, right? The one that doesn't do the wildlife documentaries. The guy from Jurassic Park, he played Santa Claus, and he was great. I love that one. I think he's got the beard for it. Last but not least, a newer one. If you're fans of Die Hard or things like that, try Violent Night with David Harbour, where he plays Santa Claus who crash lands on a family's roof. And the family just happens to be in the midst of being kidnapped. Nothing like a good holiday kidnapping movie. And so Santa Claus has to come to the rescue. It's called Violent Night for a reason. So maybe wait till the kiddies go to bed before you watch that. But it's a good one. Hope you're all having a great morning. Hope we're adding to your holiday festivities. Like I said, if you're with your family or if you're with your lonesome, maybe you're on the road. Thanks for tuning in. You got me here till noon, not 10 like normal. I'm here right until noon hours. So all Christmas morning, nothing but the best. We just heard in that last set, Fairy Tale of New York. Probably one of the other greatest Christmas songs ever written. That was a cover by Hozier, and that was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. That was their Christmas special they did with Marty Short. Good stuff. Anytime anyone covers that song, it's hard to mess up. It's so good. Also in that set, before Hozier, we heard from Big D Irwin with Little Eva, and I Wish You a Merry Christmas. That was a good bop. We also heard from PJ Morton featuring Stokely and their cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You. I like Mariah Carey. I think she's fine. I'm happy that she's in Fortnite now. You know, all power to her. Get that money. But I gotta say, I like the PJ Morton cover of that song a little bit better. We opened it up with Billie Eilish, another Saturday Night Live recording that was from last year. And it was her cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And hope you all have yourselves a Merry Little Christmas. It's about 10 to 9. I'm going to play a couple tracks. We'll have ourselves a little CFRC ad break. And then we'll get back to it. Hour 2 of Jeffrey the Movie Nerd's Christmas Morning Spectacular. Unwrap your gifts with me, the nerd. Yeah, let's get to it. Here's a new one from a band called Fur Trade. This is Christmas in a Cage right here on your holiday station that rocks the holiday nation, CFRC.
Unless I'm with you, babe. Chasing second chances, debating if the fun had to end.
unless I'm back with you, babe. It's Christmas in a cage, unless I'm back with you, babe. I'm back with you, babe. It's Christmas in a cage. Unless
I'm back. Got buses coming down the chimney. Fearful hearts all around.
Cower around the Christmas tree. Let the love and laughter abound. It's a merry, terrifying Xmas.
With the ones we hold so dear. Hug around the glow of your radio. The holiday special is here.
It's the CFRC Christmas Marty. Spectacular. With Jeff the Nerd.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the home, not a creature was stirring, except for me and this poem. My sisters were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of candy bars danced in their heads. Then I sprang like a spring, and snuck like a sneak, down the stairs to the gifts for just a quick peek. When lo and behold, what did I see? Lisa and Maggie had just beaten me. I poked at my package and said, "This is rad, man." Then noticed Dad's shadow. He looked like a madman.
Oh, Maggie, oh, Lisa, oh, little Bartholomew, go upstairs, go right now before I kill all of you.
And so into bed we fled in a flash, awaiting till morning to open our stash. At last, daybreak came and we scampered so cheerily, while Mom and Dad yawned and gazed at us wearily. For Maggie, a pacifier, for Lisa, some dolls, for me, a big burp gun which shoots ping pong balls. Then on came the TV and we started to doze through all the exciting Christmas-themed shows. So, to those of you grooving on my holiday rap, happy Christmas to all and to all a good nap.
Every year the wife and I lay out the welcome mat for all the in-laws far and wide and our third cousin Jack. We trim the tree and hang the wreath and every time forget that what comes through our door each year is the strangest Christmas yet. 2 full days for Christmas Eve, Grandma comes by car with a pumpkin pie that she had baked that tastes like her cigar. She pulls up in a pickup truck with crazy Uncle Don. He parks it where he does each year, right on our front lawn.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
So strange.
Strangest Christmas yet. Take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Oh, looky here, the children, dear, have built a roaring fire. Too bad it's in our driveway and with a stolen tire. Then came time for photographs, the camera set to strobe. And I said to Uncle Bob, "You wanna close your robe?" Cousin Billy likes his guns, naturally he came armed. He's on the lookout for invaders from the planet Zorn. Uncle Teddy put on weight, he'd gotten rather large. We couldn't take him through the door, he stayed in the garage.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
How strange?
Strangest Christmas yet.
Really strange.
It'll take a while to forget the strangest Christmas, yeah.
We bless the food in different faiths that seem to number seven, and say a prayer that with some help just might get to heaven. Then from the garage we hear a sound that makes us ache. Uncle Teddy with a voice so pure that your heart would break.
Joy to the world.
He knows no other line.
Joy to the world.
He sings it one more time.
Joy.
We hear it once again. We all take cans and quiet down and let it all sink in. I take him out a plate of food and thank him for the song. He says so sorry that I might have got the words a little wrong. We tip our glasses, give a hug and toast to Christmas cheer, and count the months until we get to see them all next year.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
We love it!
Strangest Christmas yet.
Can't wait till next year.
It'll take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Hey, put down that spatula.
Take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Hey, it's Max from Arkells, and you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Begonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they